installation or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Colossians chapter 2. We continue in our series on mega grace. Title of this message, Ye Are Complete in Him. Ye are complete in Him. Remember, grace, mega grace or mega charis, great grace, is based upon faith in the finished work of Christ. I know for a fact, most of us that are have been brought up in church perhaps have struggles with spirits of tradition and legalism, even spirits of religion, due to the way that we were brought up or the way that we learned, you know, about God. But the purpose of this whole series is to bring us into a place of faith rest where we are not trying to become something. Again, penance and repentance are totally opposite or different. Penance means that you do something to get forgiveness or to reconcile yourself, while repentance means simply having a change of mind. How many know God forgives when you change your mind? Hello? There's that religious spirit again. But Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, we're looking at we are complete in Him. Colossians 2, verse number 10 says, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. The word complete, an interesting word. I'm going to give you a few definitions here, but the word complete here means to fill up, to be replete, to finish, to cause to abound, and to render perfect. To fill up, to be replete, to finish, to cause to abound, and to render perfect. Now, our response to this verse right here, ye are complete in Him, our response to this verse will determine our journey as a believer, as a saint. It determines your journey. Now, your response to this verse doesn't determine your salvation. Okay, you believed on Christ. The moment you believed and you received Him as your Savior, you were saved. But your response to this verse will determine your journey. Someone, just let it come out of your mouth. Say, I am complete in Him. You'll stop kicking yourself all the time and stop badgering yourself all the time and stop falling into depression and low self-esteem if you really understand and believe that you are complete in Him. Sometimes our problem is we tend to pay more attention to what people think about us than what God says about us. If you are called to any form of ministry where you have to speak before people, you, number one, you need deliverance from folks. You need deliverance from ugly looks that they give you, the rolling of eyes, people yawning when you know, people getting up and walking out, you ain't finished yet. You got to be delivered from all that foolishness. You know, Paul said, I don't even judge myself. I let God's word be my determining factor. And the word declares, a promise from God declares that you are right now complete in Him. See, there's some things we have to break. There's some chains on the mind of people. And even though it's not literal slavery, it's slavery. You are slaves to a system, a belief system that is not based upon the word, is based upon tradition or superstition or, you know, your experience. I'm telling you, there's such freedom when we simply believe and take at face value what God has said. Amen? Again, the word complete here means to fill up, to be replete, to finish, to cause, to abound, and to render perfect. Your response to that will determine the quality of your journey in this life. Amen? Now, number one, if you don't believe that you are complete in Him, even though you may not think you're complete, see, your definition of complete has to do with a lot of external stuff. Well, if I'm complete in Him, how come I ain't got a job? Or how come I ain't got this? Or how come this ain't happened? How come this happened? How come I can't do this? See, you're looking at all externals. But if you look into the spirit realm and you look at what God has said already, you are complete in Him. If you don't believe this, then number one, you are denying the finished work of Jesus. You are denying everything He lived and died for. You're denying that. And if you're denying that, then your heart is not right and you are living a life in the flesh trying to become what you believe that God would have you to become. You're trying. Lord, I'm trying. That's your problem. I'm doing everything. That's your problem. You base it on your works. You don't base it on what He did already. Hear what I said. You base it upon your work. People are basing things upon their performance. You feel good about things when you have felt you've performed well. But you're all confused and messed up and depressed when you don't feel like you did everything right. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have struggles. But you can't be on that roller coaster ride every time you have a struggle. You're depressed. You don't come to church. You know, you don't do this. You just stop. You just drop because you're going through some emotional things. See, when you understand that you are complete in Christ, God's view or perception of you doesn't change because you've messed up or because you've done something so good. He's going to love you and be there for you anyhow. Amen. No matter what. No matter what you may go through. No matter what you may even bring on yourself. God is still going to be there for you anyhow. So look at somebody and tell them, stop trying to become what you think God wants you to be. Look at them again and tell them, stop trying to fix yourself. You're trying to fix yourself and you're making it worse. Amen. You're making it worse. Let me give you another definition of complete. It means to fill the heart. Now, I want to give you some, these are some Greek definitions, but the New Testament is originally written in Greek. Okay, so if you ever study Greek or the Greek translation of the scriptures, then you'll find, let me say, deeper meanings. You'll find things that mean more than what just our English interprets it to be. Not that our English is wrong, it's not, it's sufficient. But if you study the Greek and the Hebrew, you'll find there's some words that explode. It's like, whoa, that's what that means? So the word complete here, it means to fill the heart. Now catch this, it means literally to throw into the heart. Complete means to throw into the heart. It's like somebody threw something into your heart. It means to cause someone to think in a particular manner. To cause someone to think in a particular manner, it means to make, to think, to feel the heart, or to cause, to decide. Now, in the King James Version, in that verse 10, it says, and ye are complete in Him. In the actual Greek, the word reads like this, and you are in Him complete. And you are in Him complete. And you are in him completely. Now, I hope you can follow me here, because I'm mixing this up with the Greek definition too. But this completion, that when it says, and you are in him complete, this completion is actually thrown into your heart. When you got saved, it got thrown into your heart. You might, your condition outwardly might not have changed. If someone gets saved in prison, don't mean they're getting out right then. I got saved. You got to let me out. No. You got 10 more years. It's still in prison. But that completion was thrown into their heart while they were in prison behind bars. So the outward condition didn't necessarily change. But they became complete. They became complete in him. In him, and you are in him complete. Say that with me. I am in him complete. Say it again. And I am in him complete. Now it's thrown into your heart on the basis, now listen, on the basis of your faith. When you put your faith in him, this completion is thrown into your heart on the basis of your faith. Now remember, this is affecting not just salvation when you first believe, but it affects the quality of your life on a daily basis. Okay, look with me at Colossians chapter 2. We're still in chapter 2. I'm going to start at verse number 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Verse 8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him which is the head of principality, of all principality and power. Okay? Now, we are rooted in Christ. All right? We are rooted in Christ. We, in him, we are complete. And our rooting has to be in that truth. Otherwise, you can be drawn away with the philosophies of men.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 25 of Mega Grace, Evidence. Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3 states, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The world is framed by words. Your heart needs evidence to believe. Are you gathering your evidence from your heart or your senses? Your heart is going to believe where you gather the most evidence. Be a person of the Spirit and draw from the Spirit. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.